Well, good morning to you, and good morning. I understand that you have a group of people also on the line.
We have a large group, Mr. President, here in the Silver Dome in Pontiac, Michigan, listening to every word you're saying.
Well, I think that's great. You know, at these early morning events like this, I always think of what Teddy Roosevelt did when he was running for governor of New York. When he was out on the stump, he took seven rough riders with him and had a bugler sound the cavalry charge before each speech. He said it was one way to get the audience awake. Well, today I'd like to blow the bugle for you. And congratulations on your 60th birthday.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Now, you know, from my perspective, Bill, that 60 sounds pretty young. I know you're old enough to shave, but from here on, if I could make a suggestion, start having anniversaries of your 39th birthday. But I did want to call and thank you for the help that you've been back here in all that we've been trying to do. And to those of you who are listening in on this, some of the votes that Bill has cast have not been easy ones. But with his support, we're holding to a consistent economic plan, and benefits are beginning to appear. Since we came into office, the inflation rate has come down substantially, and already that decline in inflation has meant that a worker in Michigan has over $30 more purchasing power every week than he would have if inflation had kept at the rate it was prior to the 1980 election. Now, I know that those without jobs are more worried about unemployment, and the interest rate that plagues everyone have helped to make Michigan's unemployment the highest in the nation. But there is a vital link between inflation and these other problems. We're going to see progress on interest rates when the financial markets wake up to the fact that inflation is coming down permanently and not just for a few months. We're not going to go back on that roller coaster of the past that brought us both inflation and more unemployment. Our Economic Recovery Tax Act means a lot to Michigan and the auto industry. When the tax cut is finally in effect and fully in effect, it'll mean over $1,300 a year to the typical Michigan family where both husband and wife are working. And the new tax act also means strong incentives for investment in the auto industry. We're not out of the woods yet, but I expect a strong second half pickup in the economy with your industry sharing in that recovery. Now, I know that if I had the power to give Bill one wish for his birthday, it would be that all the people of Michigan who desire to work could have jobs and the confidence that goes with having a job. Bill, I can't give you that today, but I'm sending my pledge that I will remain vigilant to every opportunity to get Michigan's economy running as smoothly as those engines you make out there. So let me just say, I'm happy to join with you and your friends in the 19th District for this birthday celebration and the kickoff of what I know will be a successful campaign for your 14th term in the Congress. And to all of you there for this breakfast this morning, if you want to give me my one wish, you just make sure that Bill is back here next year. My best to all of you, and God bless you.
Mr. President, I just want to thank you very much. Your phone call has meant a great deal to me personally and to the group that assembled here. I wish you well on your meeting today with the Speaker of the House. I hope that he will give you the cooperation that's necessary to get a budget through the Congress so that we can move along and do the things that you want. I just want you to know that I'm proud to be on your team.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you all.